Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Pei Hei, and we are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, starting with the Mishnah. Today's discussion is Kilayim, Kilayim discussion. As we mentioned, this parak has all different topics related to Psukim and Ramazim in the Torah. So first we spoke about Avodah Zarah, Tumas Avodah Zarah. That was topic number one in our parak. Next topic was Tumah Vatara of a boat. That was the past daf that we have just been talking about. And along the way, we spoke about the important halacha of a kli cheres not being metamei mishum medris. And we have three different days why exactly that is true. Today we speak about kilayim. And then, Beis Hashem, after today, we'll get into issues of pleita shechva zera and the Har Sinai Gemara. Okay, here we go. So we read the Mishnah yesterday. Mishnah said, how do I know that if I have a flower bed, if I have an aruga that is 6x6 tvachim, I could plant 5 zeronim. I could plant 5 different types of seeds in it. 4 on the 4 sides and 1 in the middle. Shenemar, 1, Rashi says, 1 meaning garin echad, 1 seed in the middle. How do I know that? Because the pasuk in Yeshayo has 5 different words meaning growths in the pasuk, so we darshan from there that you're allowed to have 5. That's what we're going to say in the Gemara. Zera lo nemar ela zeru eha, which means 2. Let's just do that. Let's do the first 3 lines of the Gemara, and then we'll talk again as we started talking about yesterday. My mashma, how do you understand the pasuk? Amar of Yehuda ki kaaretz totzit simcha. I'm sorry, Amar Yehuda ki garet totzi simcha, totzi chad. The word totzi means that's 1 going out. Simcha chad, that's another 1. Hare trey, that's 2. Zeru eha trey. Zeru eha is a double lashon, another 2. Hare arba, that's 4. Tatzmiach chad hachamisha. So that's 5 altogether, 5 different words that mean growths. Akim luhu l'rabbanan, and the rabbanan have a misora de chamsha b'shisa lo yanki mehadadi. 5 growths within an area of 6x6 tvachim, in that area, the middle one will not get any yanika from the outer ones. Okay, we're going to get back to that lashon in a couple of minutes. But first, let's talk again in general about the issue of kilayim. Rashi already mentioned on the Mishnah, in the Dibur Matzil V'Achaz Be'emsa, that a crucial element of kilayim is the way it looks. Usually, the way it looks is a rabbinic concept. That's Rabbanon. This is the Din D'oraisa. It's Marasayan. Don't do something because, you know, it looks bad. Most of the time, Marasayan is a D'Rabbanon law. But by Kilayim, it's one of the areas in Halacha where it's even on a D'oraisa level, the inherent idea of Kilayim is, at least this Kilayim, not all of the Kilayims, but this Kilayim is how it looks. So Rashi says on the next to the picture in Rashi, the gabi kilayim hekera hu debeinon de lo levi irbuv de ha akilayim kapit kra. The issue is how it looks. Aval yanika lo chayshinon afilu bekilaya kerem de oraisa. But yanika, that it gets nourished together in the ground, that's not an issue in kilayim, even kilayim de oraisa, Rashi says, as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, says somech legeder mikan, does a somech legeder mikan, v'yalvagav the yanki mitatoi. Right, if I have a vineyard and you have cucumbers, we could plant, and we have a fence in between, so we could plant up until the fence. Up until the fence. What are you talking about? They're yonik from each other underneath. The answer is it doesn't matter. Even my kilei akerem, which Rashi says is daraisa with an isser hana, chi of sreifa, even that yunika, joint yunika is okay. The kol shekin kilei zraim derabanan, sure like kilei zraim, which is derabanan, delo chayshin and liyunika. We're not worried about yunika, as Rashi quotes a Mishnah, which by the Shem, the Gemara is going to quote soon. That is Rashi, 2 points in Rashi. Number one, let's focus on each point. Number one, that the issue in kilayim is a maris ayin, is a how it looks issue. The Rambam also says this. The Rambam in, go from the Rishonim to the Achronim. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim in Perek Gimel, the Rambam says, Yesh minin bizraim, sheyehei hamin ha'echad nifrad l'tzuros harbei. First, the Rambam, this is just a note, not a issue, but let's just start from the beginning. There are some types of zraim that one type takes different forms. Mipnei shinui hamakomos, because of the different places where it grows. You could have the same plant planted in the upper and the lower hemisphere, or in the Middle East and in Chutz La'aretz, and it'll look different, but it's the same min. So based on Shini Makomos, Vahavoda Shaovdin Haaret Ashiyur Kishne Minim, Vyavabishain Domin Zalazeh, Hovahin Minechad, Enim Kilayim Zebazeh. If it's the same min, according to Halacha, even if it looks a little different, it's okay if at root it's the same min. And then you have the opposite. The Yesh Bizraim Shne Minim Shain Domin Zelazeh, Vitsura Shneim Krova, Liotsura Achas. Sometimes you have two minim that look similar. But they could still be usur. And the Rambam continues a couple of halachas later, after he gives some examples. He says, V'chein yesham zra'im v'ilanos acheros, afal pi shein shnei minim b'tivan, even though they're two minim at root, horel va'alin shel zeh, domin la'alin shel zeh, since their leaves look alike, opri shel zeh, domin lepri shel zeh, dimyon gadol, ache yiru kishne gavanim mimin echad, lo chashishu lahen lekelayim zeh mzeh. Sometimes they wouldn't be worried about kilayim. Why? And here's the line. She'ein holchin bekilayim, ela achar maris ha'ayin. That's the Rambam, and that's not on a drabanan. That's on a daraisa level. Shein hochin bekilayim ela achar maris ha'ayin. That is the lashon of the Rambam. And then two halachas later, the kama marchikin bein shnei mine zra'im shein kilayim zeh. How much distance do you have to have in between two zra'im? Kidei sheyu nirin muvdalin zeh mizeh. However it looks different. However it looks separate. Right? You decide. Or Chazal decides, Avalim Nirin Shenizru Bir Buvyareza Usr. Looking mixed up, that is what is Usr. And this is expanded upon in a beautiful piece, but in the Torah Zraim. Torah Zraim is Rav Permanshik, the Talmud of Rav Chaim. He died at a very young age. If you look in the Hagdama, he talks about there's a little blurb about him. Sefer Torah Zram, Hofiel, Rishona, De'agona, Machaber, Machmas Choser, Imsam, Chilkol, Shnayim, because he didn't have enough money, he split it into two, Peah, Demaya, and Kel. It's on Mishnai Zraim. That's the Sefer. The Torah Zram. Same author as the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha is on in Yoni Arachayim mostly, and the Torah Zram is on Mitzvah Satlios Ba'aretz. And he quotes that he was born on Pesach, V'chulu, and he was very close to the Briskerav and to the Chazonish, and Rachman al-Aslan, he was nifter at Bishar, Acharisha Sidr Kamen Yonim Beitim Ktarim, Yashal Ha'atikas Chidusha V'achinim Latfus, Bishar Achaz Achar Chatzos Ola Mishkavo Baboker Lo Ekitz Mishnaso. He died in his sleep, Rachman al-Aslan, but he was nifter at a very young age, when he was 34 years old, Shloshim V'arba L'chayev, in 1942. Tufshin base. But in any case, this is, you can't learn this in Yoni Zraim, the lumdus of it, without the Torah Zraim. So there, on the second page of Himsechus Kilayim, he discusses this. After quoting a number of Rambams, he says, V'nira lomar v'daz ha-Rambam, de-ha-savar, de-ikar ha-shir, de-echan mi-chavdalid. He's talking about how much it grows, how much, when is it, Kilayim. Eino klal din-shir bedina de-bittel. Umad de-mutter l'zura pachas b'kishir zeh, zalamitam nit-bittel nagubo. It talks about how much, how many minim could be near each other? The be'emes lo shayakan called bittel. He says it's not based on bittel. Ela ikar time at idina hu apidimad mevur b'harmi mekomos b'mesechazu. The ikar yisodina to kill izraim talui b'maris ha'ayin. V'hainu kol zriya sheishba erbuvia lefi maris ha'ayin asura mishum kill izraim de oraisa. Avalim ein bo erbuvia az lo chayshinu klal mashe yonkim zemizeh. To Hatnan, where he quotes it, we're going to have it in a minute, but let's just quote it now. Hayarosh tur chitim nichnas b'shel zroim. If you have two things right next to each other, you have barley and wheat, and the barley is a square, and the wheat is a triangle, and the point of the triangle touches the square. They're right near each other. It's mutter. Why? Because you look at it, you see, this is a square, and this is a triangle, and it looks like different fields. You have a big ditch in your field. You could plant two rows of different items. You could have kishus and dalas. You have different types of gourds. One if the leaves are bent this way, and one if the growths are bent this way. They're right near each other. But you look inside in the ditch, and you see, you have two things growing in here. Hari lehevya, ta'af sheish kaner buvya, ta'arovas yinika, afilu hachi mutter, kibach ein kaner buvya, v'chein kol shar harachakos, hashnuyas m'sechazu, hakol hu mishom ir buvya. And then he goes to Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, shmar elu ha'ikarim, shekilayim ein asarabo elu lamaris ha'ayin, v'chul. There are many rayas to this, but it's It's a basic idea that we have to talk about because there's no Talmud Bavli on Kilayim. So whenever we have Kilayim, we have to mention these Yesodos. The interesting line is the last line that we just read here. How do you fit that into everything? What did we just say? We darshan the pasuk to say that there are enough to plant 5 zraim, and Chazal knew that 5 and 6 lo yanki me'adadi. Lo yanki me'adadi. I thought the yanika is not an issue in Kilayim. So two answers. First of all, Rashi quotes, if there is no heker, there can't be yanika either. That's what Rashi says, right in the first, in the fifth skinny line or so on Peheim and Aleph. The afal gab delinian kilayim hekera ba'alma be'inan velo chayshina liyanika. Even though, like I said on the Mishnah, the ikr ba kilayim is the issue of how it looks, not worried about yanika, like we have later on. Mihu hefrish zerune aruga tlola biirbov leka hakera bibatzer mishir yanika. But if you don't have a fence in between and you don't have different shapes, what's the difference? How do you do separation between them? So Chazal determined that separating between two minim without a fence, without other shapes, is based on the sheer yanika between them. If they're not being yonik from each other, then that's also good enough of a heker. But that's all totally, it's a function of Erbuvia, even that din. Just that if you don't have any other heker, that's what you go by. And the Ritva also basically says the same thing. It's only a problem when you have both. When you don't have a heker and you have Irbuv Yanika. Both of those together is when there's a problem. If you're missing either one, if you have a heker, it's fine. If you don't have a heker, if you don't have Irbuv Yanika, so that it would be also okay. That is issue one. The other issue that we mentioned yesterday, that I just wanted to get to again today, is the second part of that Rashi, where Rashi says, Kilai Zraim is Dirabanan. So that is Mefurish against Rov Rishonim. Tosus, right here. Tosus, the bottom Tosus. Dirabanan Arba. Says Tosus, there are many rise in Shas against us, but Shapir's Bakuntris, to Kilai Zraim Dirabanan, Eino Niralari. No, look in other Gemaras. Seems to be Mefurish. Kilai Zraim is Asa Darais, based on Psukim. Right, planting barley and wheat near each other. According to Rashi, that's only an Issa Darabanan. Rashi here in Masechah Shabbos. If you look in Tosfos, it's a Daraisa. If you look in the Rambam, it's a Daraisa. The Rambam starts off, Hilchas Kilayim. The Rambam says there are 5, we always quote this, there are 5 types of Kilayim. The Rambam says, if you look in the Koteret, Hilchas Kilayim, number one, the first one, Shalol Lizroa Zraim Kilayim. That's it. Kilay Zraim. Number two, Shalol Lizroa Tfua Oyarek Bekerem. Kilay HaKerem. That's based on Kiseitse. Number three, Shalol Laharbia Behema Kilayim. Not to crossbreed animals. Number four, Shalol Lazos Malacha Bekilay Behema Keechad. Not to do, not to cross work animals. And number five, Shalol Lilbosh Kilayim. What we call Shatnes. The Rambam says all 5. And the first Mishnah Lamelech right here points out that Rashi and Shabbos, Daf Pei Dalet, argues. But he points out that Rashi and Bechoro, Stav Nun Dalet, agrees with Tosfos and the Rambam, Vitzarachian. Just points out that Stira and Rashi. So Rashi himself elsewhere says Kilai Zraim is Daraisa, but here he doesn't mention it. By the way, once it's open, I'll just mention the Radvaz right here at the beginning of Hilchas Kilayim points out that there is no Magid Mishnah on Kilayim. So Radvaz says, I had to step in and take over the job because I have to defend my Rebbe. He says, Lefisha Ra'isi Bohem Hasagos Harbe La Rivid. I see the Rivid is attacking the Rama many times in Kilayim. Velo Nimsa Etzleinu, Velo Magid Mishnah, Velo Migdalos, Velo Misha Limit Schusel Sharabenu. I need somebody to be Malamit Schus on the Rambam. Yotzasi Chutzlum, right, we don't have the Radvaz on many earlier Svarim. All of a sudden, on Hilchas Seder Zraim, he's here. So he says, Yotzasi Chutzlum Chitzasi, Lachnis Roshi, Bein Sile, Machlokas Arishonim, Vashem Azreni, Ubadakti, Ad Makam Shiyadim Agas, Lahalitz Bad Arab, Ubo Batach Libi, Azreni, Lavar Gam Sefer Zraim, Vyavabich Adavar Kasha, and even though Zraim is more difficult than other Svarim, Shalom Nimsa Talmud Bavli Avaha Yerushalmi, Einonu Regilimbo, Mikomakom Eshtadel Latarei Zulavar Diver Rabbeinu, Kefi Asher Tasig Yadi, V'yalav Nismachti Yia Impi V'lashoni, V'yoreini Es Asher Adaber, V'es Asher Achaber. The Radvaz has a special hinini to help me with my commentary on Seder Zraim, because we don't have a Magid Mishnah, we don't have a Migdalos, but we have a Radvaz, we have a Mari Kirkus, right? We have other Mefarshim Baruch Hashem to help explain the Rambam. But this Rambam is clear. So, what do you do with Rashi, though? Seems to be mefurish against Psukim in the Torah, let alone other Gemaras and elsewhere. So Tosas and Bechoros, Daf Nun Daled, that's where Rashi actually agrees that it's Daraisa. He says this Rashi must be a mistake. Must be a Tos Sofer. He's so convinced that Rashi's wrong. Must be a Tos Sofer. But other Achronim try to defend Rashi. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Kelayim, in Reish Tzadik Zayin, he quotes this discussion of Rashi, and he quotes, I have an answer. What's my answer? It's based on a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, at the end of the fourth parak in Kelayim, quotes, why is it that we see that many different kulas regarding Kelayim? Quotes a number of kulas, some of them are based on the issue that it's a Mar Zion case, but the Kesef Mishnah himself says at the end of Parak Dalet, V'nira li hatam, why is it that there are certain kulas in Kelayim that don't appear elsewhere? Mishum tekim luhula rabbanan delo asra Torah ela kishazoreya bezminim b'mapolas yad dehachi havi mashmas dekra sadcha lo sizra kelayim kedamrin agabai kelei akarem v'rabbanan asru afilu shalo b'mapolas yad v'lo ratzu lahachmir v'lesser b'drach ben iskar. Says the Kesef Mishnah, there's a difference between where you're planting two things at once versus you have something planted already and then you're adding on something else. You're being somech another min. That's the Kesef Mishnah's chilek. Planting two things together, that's the daraisa of Kilai Zroim. But if you already have one thing planted, you're adding something else, so that's Durabanan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no reason why we can't say that in Rashi as well. When does Rashi say Durabanan? That's only where it's being somich min lamin. But where it and that's what's spoken about here. But in a case where you're planting two things, even the Rashi would agree that it is Da'oraisa. Okay, that's an important discussion. Two discussions. Number one, the Mahus of Kilayim, and number two, Kilai Zraim. I was talking about Zraim. Alright, so some say there are six types of Kilayim. I saw that formulation somewhere. That Kilai Ilanos. We're putting Ilanos with Zraim. That's what the Rambam doesn't count this separately.
Also,
Daraisa, everybody says non-Rashi, everybody says everything's Daraisa. But according to Rashi, would he say Smicha Ilanos would be Darabanan? Pashtos. Because Ilanos is not going to be in Kilai Akerem. Kilai Akerem has special unique halachas, right? Isser Hana'a. Unlike Kilai Zraim is not Asr Hana'a. Meaning, if you have fruit that were crossbreeded, right, different type of fruit we know came from grafted fruit. You're allowed to eat that, you're allowed to go to the store and eat. There's no problem with picking up one of these, I don't know, pomela type of, not a pomela, but nectarines or whatever it is. There's different mesoras about what exactly. Either way, it's mutter. It's all mutter. Because Kilai Zerum is not Asr Bahana'a. Kilai HaKerem is Asr Bahana'a. Shatniz has an Isser Levisha. And the animals have, right, and animals also not. If you have a mule is from Kilayim. But a mule is mutter to use. So that's why it's not kill. Only one that's about na is Kilei Akera. Okay, can we continue now? So the Rabban had this Besora, that, based on the Pasuk, that 5 and 6 are Yaki Mehadadi. Uminalan dehadakim lulu Rabbanan milsahi. This is an amazing question. It's a question that could have been asked many times in Shas. How do we know that the rabbis know science? It's basically the question. How do we know that they figured out that five are yonik from each other? How do we know that we can trust the rabbis in turn, and they have a misora not only in Torah but regarding these types of issues? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Minaluk tekimul rabbanan." How do we know? Bishir yonika milsa hilamis machalei vilomar, that we could say bikiin hein hachachamim ba'avodas adama, that the rabbis are buckies in the ba'avodas adama leida kama yonkim shlot tamel lomar, so we shouldn't wonder to say mihodia labrios shir yonika bech yuchulamad al kach. How do they know that? Where do we know? So the answer, and that's Rashi, and the Ritva also here says, we'll talk about this obviously in a little more depth in a minute. There are the language of the Ritva here. He also says it. Minalon lismach bedine Torah laduno samapiha chachmas hatolada imlo kibanua beferish haTorah shebalpeh. Is this part of Torah shebalpeh? The Shir Yanika? So says the Gemara. Well, the people around them knew, and they heard from them. D'amar b'chiyah bar Abba amar b'yochanan my dechsev lo sasik gvul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim the iser of hasagas gvul. Literally, do not move the border of your friend's field that the earlier ones put down. So the pashas of the pasuk is asher gavlu rishonim, the people who were there before you. They already put down these borders. Don't move them. Gvul shegavlu rishonim lo tasig. The gvul that they put down, don't be tasig. But we darshan it on another level. My gavlu rishonim. What does it mean that the earlier ones put down the border? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Amar Rav Yonasan or Yochanan. My dechsev eila bnei seir hachori yoshvei haaretz. What does that pasuk mean? Right. These are the bnei seir that are living in the land. Atukuli alma yoshvei rakia ninu. Right. Sarcasm in the Talmud. What are some people live in the heavens and some people live in the land? Of course they live in the land. What is that pasuk telling me? Yoshvei haaretz, ella shahayu bekiin biyishuva shel aretz. Yoshvei haaretz means they knew the land in the yishuv haaretz, meaning the Emoriim that were there were able to go over to a piece of land and determine what would be best to plant here. Shahayu omrim, malei kanezel lezayis, plant olives here. Malei kanezu legfanim, malei kanezu leteinim. They could tell us. That's what Yoshvei haaretz means. V'chori, what does chori mean? Shemerichin es haaretz. They could smell the land. Could smell it. They know what to plant there. V'chivi, amar apapa, shayu toamin es haaretz kechivya. Chivi, chivya is a snake in Aramaic. So chivya is like they could taste the earth and know exactly what would be good to plant. They were professional farmers. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov amar chori shenasu bnei chori minechseyem. Different drasha. They became bnei chori because they were thrown out of the land by another nation. Okay, period. But either way, this is where the rabbis knew got it from. The rabbis got it from because when we went into Eretz Yisrael, we were near these people and we were able to learn from them. But again, this is a mesorah that we have, that the Chachmei, the Gdolim, use information of the professionals, and in that way, they are able to paskin based on it, right? Many stories about Rav Shlomo Zalman, how he was able to not only understand, but use the intricacies of electricity. The Sefer on Electricity was written at a very young age. Right? The unbelievable mitzius that he was able to fathom. Some of it, obviously, was talking to professionals, but other was from just the Chachmas HaTorah itself, along with the professionals, helps a person think. We mentioned back in Maseches Chulin, the story that's told over B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish, somebody was about to have a brain surgery, and they came to the Chazon Ish to ask about the surgery, and the Chazon Ish says, well, why doesn't he do it in this way? And the guy says, I don't know, talk to the doctor. The doctor came and spoke to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish drew him a picture, and he told him, why do you do this? And the doctor's like, well, I didn't think about that. You know, maybe that is. So again, you have to understand that story is about the Chazon Ish. It's not about most 99% of rabbis that we know or that existed. Right? That rabbis also have to be very, you have to know, rabbis can never overstep their bounds, Rahman al-Islan, and try to give medical advice where they are inexperienced, and that could, Rahman al-Islan, be a terrible situation. But, and to think that just because I've learned A, B, and C, I could paskin based on medical advice. The medical professionals, along with the Chachmas HaTorah, have to be connected and in that way given professional advice. But again, there is this idea in the Hakdama to quote two more sources, one that I've quoted before, one that I haven't, in the Hakdama to the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, he's one of the star pupils of the Gra. Pa'as HaShulchan is all about Inyanei Mitzvos HaTlius Ba'aretz. We have the Shulchan Aruch, and then we have the Ramah, which is the Mapah, that's the tablecloth. But Yisrael Mishklov, one of the Talmidei Hagra, one of the Chov Beit Zion, says, where's the Mitzvos HaTlius Ba'aretz? Shulchan Aruch didn't write about it. So I'm going to write the Pa'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table. You have the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to write the corner of the table, all about Mitzvos HaTlius Ba'aretz. So in the Hakdama there, it's about 10 pages, that's where he writes about many of the stories that we know about the Gra. Any of the stories about putting his feet in ice water and on sukkahs when somebody came to get a test on Masech HaSukkah, and he says, how many sukkahs ksherim are there? How many sukkahs psulim are there? All these stories that have been mentioned. But there he says the Gra wanted to go to medical school. He writes it. He wanted to learn Chachmas HaNituach, which we assume is like anatomy. And his father, why? Because he writes there, the Gra was a bucky in every Chachma in the world. And he writes, not just Chachmas HaTorah, Chachmas, I forgot to bring in the Lashon, Chachmas HaMusica, Chachmas HaTzmachim, right, botany, Every chachma, he was a bucky, and he wanted to be a bucky in chachmas hanituach, right? Which modern day means surgery, but machlore means it means the body, and therefore, and so he wanted to go, and his father didn't let him because his father said if he learns chachmas hanituach and he learns all the anatomy, he will then become the greatest doctor in the world, and would have to devote his time to healing people, and he wouldn't have time to be able to be the gra. And that's why his father didn't let him go. That's what it says. That's what it says. Again, also an interesting story that, again, the gra should be the gra. The gra doesn't have to be the great, there could be other great doctors in the world. Right? A doctor might say, but let him be the gra, and then let him be the doctor. But no, we need the gra too. Anyway, that's the story. But it says he was a bucky, but called Bakal Chachmas Ha'olam. So that's what this Gemara. The Kim Lul Rabbanon, Kim Rabbanon Milsi, whatever they have. Just one other source, which I saw yesterday. It's a Rambam. Perek Yud Zayin in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. If anybody's ever gone through Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, one of the most complicated areas of halacha in the Rambam, it talks all about the orbits and the constellations, and it gets into Kiddush HaChodesh. Prakim and prakim about it. And the Rambam then says towards the end, V'tam kol elu acheshbonos, umibnei, why do I my mosif a second, a year, a month, why do I do all these calculations? Heich no da kol davar v'davar me'elu advarim, how do I know all this? Ki chachmas hatekufos v'hagematrios shechibru b'chachme yavon svarim harbe. The Greek svarim, v'heim nimtsoim achshav b'alachachamim. The rabbis have them now. Aval ha-svarim shechibru chachme Yisrael shehoyu b'imei ha-neviim b'nei Yisachar lo higia eleinu. The Rambam says, right, the Chazal say that b'nei Yisachar were also b'kiim in the area of astrology. We don't have the svarim they wrote, says the Rambam. So what am I supposed to do? Since everything in these svarim are provable, it's modern science, it's provable, it's not based on their, not listening to their heretical views. No, it's objective science that you can view and prove. Haim, Shein Bahem Dofi, the Efshar La'atam Lahar Herach Arehem, Ein Choshashin Lamachaber, Bein Shechibru Osam Nevi'im, Bein Shechibru Osam Goyim. Right, if it's based on science, reading a science textbook written by a kofer or a guy, says the Rambam, if it's provable, it's not subjective elements where, you know, a person can put in their own opinions. But if it's science, the Rambam says, I'm going to use those to put into Mishnah Torah. The kol darshin is gala taimo v'noda amitato berayo she'en bahem dofi ein somchen al zeh ha'isha amru o shalomdu ela al araya she'en is galsa v'atam she'noda. You're not focusing on the writer. You're focusing on the content. You're judging the content. And if the content has merit and is provable and ain bodofi, the Rambam says, you can rely on him. So this is the Rambam again, giving, this is an example, the Rambam, Kim Lul Rabban and Milsahi. Right, it's Milsa, what they take from the Chachmas, the Sfarim of the Yevanim. Got to put that along with the Chazals about, you shouldn't teach your Torah, your son, Chachmas Yevanis, B'sha Shalo Yovel Olayla. Okay, the Rambam learned Kol HaTorah Kula, and somehow when it wasn't day or night, that's when he learned Chachmas Yevanis, but that was in order to incorporate into Torah. Maybe what Chazal was talking about was a separate Chachmas Yevanis that has nothing to do with Torah. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, back to Kilayim. Amar Rav Asi, Aruga, Tocha Vav, Chutz Migvuleha. When we have these measurements that you could plant five in a garden bed in a garden bed of six tefachim, that is excluding the gvul, meaning outside of every garden there was a tefach wide walking space in order to walk around, to see it, to pick from it. So that the six tefachim does not include that, because then it would be even closer together, and you wouldn't have, as we said at the end of the show yesterday, you need three tefachim in order to have the separation of the shir yunika. You need 1.5 tefachim around each one. So if you have one seat in the middle, you need that 1.5 tefachim in between. So the aruga is excluding the outer walkway. Tani nami hachi. Oh, something I forgot to mention, but okay, let's continue now. Aruga tocha shisha. Tocha, the inside is shisha. Gvuleha bekama. What about gvuleha bekama? How much is the gvul? Meaning, how wide does the aruga, in order if you have a couple of arugas near each other, how wide does the walkway have to be in order that we would view this aruga as a separate entity, not connected to the aruga next to it? What's the width of the aruga that's required? Kiditznan, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rochav Kimala, Rochav Parsa. The width of your shoes. Right, enough space able to walk, a normal space able to walk, that will make this considered one aruga, and therefore if you have another aruga next to it, and that also has this walking space, we'd be able to view it as two. Remember, this is in Yonei Kilayim. Tosas points out that we just quoted the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the context of Rabbi Yehuda is not separating arugas. The context of Rabbi Yehuda is even within one aruga. How much space is needed in order to plant the various things in one aruga? So between yerek liyerek, so you could use this. But Tosfos says the Gemara is expanding. Not only must this be the shear allowed in order to plant within an aruga, but even between two arugas, that must be the shear that is allowed. Nir l'ashas, Tosfos ends off. Dibamaskol ditznan tochihechi dechashiv hefzak linyan kelayim chashiv nami lios gvul aruga. Okay, if it's within and without. Either way, Amar Reb Zeir, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get this from? Dechsev hishkisa barak lacha kagan hayarak. You water the gan with your feet. So the focus is on the feet, even though we don't need that word. Ma regel tefach av gvul nami tefach. Right, it's a tefach based on that allusion. Perry, stop there for a minute. I want to go back for a minute, something I forgot to say. And that is, quoted up above, was lo sasik vol reachash or gavlu rishonim. Right, you have to leave enough space. You have to leave enough space. Tosfos asks, Tosfos lo sasig v'im tomar, interesting question, im kain. Every time you plant kilayim, you should violate the issa d'oraisa of kilayim and hasagas gvul. Meaning, the Rishonim, the earlier generations, decided that this is the space for barley, and now I'm going and, messing up those gvulim. And I am being metashtesh, and I'm ruining what was earlier. So why don't we say that every time I violate this of kilayim, I'm also violating asagas gvul. So we know asagas gvul in terms of money. But the Gemara is saying asagas gvul literally is in terms of kilayim. So every time I violate kilayim, I should violate asagas gvul. I should get two sets of malchus. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos has two answers. Number one, v'yesh lomar, d'lo lucky ahai lav, mishum t'kron nami ayri, v'asagas gvul mamish. No, well, the pasuk also includes what we call asagas gvul, about moving the border and stealing somebody's property. And that part of asagas gvul, there's no malchus for, because that's a lav hanitan lehishavon. Right, that's like gezel and geneva and paying one's worker. Right, it's a lav hanitan letashlumin. So you're not going to get malchus for that half of asagas gvul, so therefore you're not going to get malchus for this half of asagas gvul, even though it's not nitan lehishavon. Number one. And number two, Tosfos says, V'yod, tahavi lav shebeklalos. It is a lav shebeklalos. It's a lav that includes many things, and therefore the rule is, lav shebeklalos is not similar to the lav of muzzling, and in order to get malchus, it has to be similar to the lav of muzzling, based on the smichas apsukim in Parshas Kisese, and therefore you're not going to get malchus for that. What the first day holds is not a lav shebeklalos. Only the second day? So again, we don't have time for this right now, but we've discussed in the past. What is the definition of a lav shebeklalos? Different discussions. Tosfos and the Rambam. Is a lav shebeklalos a general, what we would call a lav that includes many things? Like I just said, it's one lav that includes many different things. Or is a lav shebeklalos a general lav? It's a fill-in-the-blank lav. A lav klali. My Rebbe Rosenzweig had formulated the two ideas. Is it a lav hakolel or a lav klali? Lav hakolel, is it a lav that includes many different lavim? Like the example of in Masechet Sanhedrin, lo socho al adam, right? Don't eat blood. Don't eat before you daven. Bezdin doesn't eat on the day they put somebody to death. Don't yisudas havra by an avel, right? All these different things are included in lo socho al adam. That sounds like lav hakolel and includes many things. Or do we say no? Lo socho al adam is kind of like fill in the blank. There is no pshat that comes primary. There's many things. It doesn't say lo sochlu dam. Lo sochlu al hadam. So what does that mean? So that's why we have all these different interpretations. But that's machlokas rishonim, whether the problem of lav shebeklalos is lav klali or lav hakolel. And maybe that's the 2 days here in Tosfos, why Tosfos assumes one day of Tosfos assumes that it is lav shebeklalos, the other one does not. But again, that is an important 2 days relating to kilayim and Hasagas Gvul. You look in the Ramban on the Pasuk here in Dvarim, he also talks about what the Pshat is of Hasagas Gvul and what the Drash is. Okay, but now we will continue though. Says the Gemara. 2 day is now coming up in the Gemara. Amarav. So we just said in our Mishnah that you can plant five within an Aruga flower bed of 6x6. Rav says, aruga b'chur v'shaninu. You're only allowed to do this if there are no other arugas bordering on the outside. That's why you could plant four on each side, one on each side, four, and then one in the middle. But if you have another aruga right next to it, then you can't do this, because then it's going to look like it's mixed into the other ones right on the outside. So that's why Rav says the aruga in the Mishnah must be b'chorva, in a desolate area, shaninu. Says the Gemara, one second, v'ha'ika makam kronos. What about the makam kronos that we said are, what is v'ha'ika makam kronos? Rashi has a picture. And Rashi says, right, we have to always know, are these pictures all the way back from Rashi? Well, when Rashi says kazeh, and he's pointing to the picture, so then l'chore, it's from Rashi. So Rashi has a picture. Ika Makam Krono says, but what do you mean? You could plant five in this flower bed in a way that it won't be next to another flower bed right next to it. If you look in the picture, if you don't go all the way across on the outside, you just go halfway on each side. So then it is possible to plant five within each flower bed, even though they're right next to each other, right? Because they'll only be connected diagonally. Right, they won't be connected right near each other, so it'll look like separate areas. So why isn't that good enough? Why does Rav say, no, the Mishnah has to be talking about, you know, in the middle of nowhere? Right, no, don't say it's in the middle of nowhere, but just say this is how you planted. Says the Gemara, no, Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Mamalias HaKronos. No, we assume the case of the Mishnah is where you planted on the whole side. And therefore, that's why Rav has to say that it is Aruga B'chor V'shaninu. Interesting lesson that we just read. The Bei Rav said in the name of Rav, Bei Rav is Rav's yeshiva. Everything they said is in the name of Rav. So there's a rush in Yevamos in the 8th parak where the rush says, you only have Bei Rav Mishmei the Rav where there's a machlokas, what Rav said. So if you're not sure what Rav says, so some Talmidim said this and some Talmidim said that. If you just have Bei Rav or Bei Rav, Bei Avua de Shmuel, so then it's obvious, it's clear, this is what they said. But sometimes if it wasn't clear, so that's why you say Amri Bei Rav Mishmei the Rav. Period. But says the Gemara 1 minute, Velizra me avroi, velo limle me gavoi. Why don't we say, though, that fine, maybe it could be flower beds right near the one that we have, but just don't plant so much in those outer ones. Just plant, may have right, but not, don't fill it. You see the bottom Rashi. V'ikafena arugos b'chotzad, put arugos all around it, but, you know, scatter and rotate where you're going to plant right next to it. There are ways to plant around it. You don't have to say nothing right around it. Right? There are ways to plant around it without looking like it's part of this flower bed. Says the Gemara, no. Shgzer Yamali Esakronos. Now, we're worried that if you plant right around it in this rotating, you know, you don't want flower beds right near each other. So Shgzer Drabbanon, we don't want this to occur. Ask the Ramban, so why aren't we worried within the one flower bed? We'll make a gzeira that we don't want any flower beds right around this one, because even if you do it in a rotating manner, you might come to do it in a non-rotating manner, and then it'll be all right next to each other. So what about within this one flower bed? Why aren't we worried about the rotation? So Rabban gives two answers. Either it's the derech to do this in every flower bed. You try to do within each flower bed to get as many as you can. So people are used to this. So we're not worried about mishum gzeira. A, or B, the other one, is that it's easier for people to focus on a small area. Aruga achas, people could focus on, they're not gonna forget about it, they're not gonna let it overgrow. Mashenkin, in many different flower beds, it's too big of an area. So just on a practical level, the Ramban says, the gzeira only was instituted for the outside and not for the inside. Period. So says the Gemara, why don't, this is the Mishnah we quoted before, V'lo yehe el rosh teryarach, why don't we make it a triangle? Why does Rav have to say that you can't put any flower beds right next to it? Why don't you put a point of a triangle? Milotzan, didn't we learn in Mesachas Kilayim, Hayarosh teryarach, if you have a vegetable patch shaped in a triangle, Rosh ter is a triangle, right? Picture Rashi has a picture. Nichnas l'toch sadeh acher, if it goes into another sadeh, mutter, mepneishin nireh kisov sadeh, because you can see the end. This is clearly a different field. So why does Rav again say that the Mishnah has to be talking about a case where it's in the middle of nowhere? Why don't you say that you can put a triangle next to it? Answers the Gemara, Ein Rosh Tor Baruga. No, the triangle's not going to help you by flower beds, by or vegetable patches. Why? Rashi says that only helps if you have two qualitatively different fields. If you have a large field next to a little patch. or from a patch next to a big field. Meaning not, you can't have this, even if it's a square and a triangle, it's not, if it's the same type of field, fields, patches, it's not going to work. It's still going to look too similar. Maybe by the edge it's going to overgrow within each other. But that whole heter was talking about if you have a sada gedola next to an aruga. That's why it's mutter. But by two arugos, Rashi says, lo havi heker, el adome kilu heinachas, de lo chashiva kochade bapinafshe, and that is why it's not going to work. So that's why Rav has to say, we tried a few times, but Rav holds that our Mishnah is only a case where you have one flower bed in the middle of nowhere. Says the Gemara, Ushmuel Amar, argues, Aruga ben Aruga Sheninu, no. The Aruga in our Mishnah could even be between other Arugas, between other patches. Aren't the edges then mixed in? Tarovenas? Benote, Shorlakan, Veshorlakan? No. What you do is you rotate. Meaning, the Havamina that we had before, and we asked on Rav, why don't you say this? And he answered, Gzeira. We say, no, that's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel is not gozer in that case. Shmuel is not gozer in that case. Interesting, this line of the Gemara, we're not going to do what Rashi says, but Rashi quotes a couple of his Rabbeim here. Right, different pshatim in the Gemara, the last couple of skinny lines. He quotes, my Rabbeim had a different pshat of this line, Umatasi li bismach bisodo shor Rabbi Shimon azakein achi imi. He quotes his uncle, his mother's brother. You ever did that elsewhere? Mipi Rabbeinu Gershom, Avi HaGola, he quotes Rabbeinu Gershom, Uvetshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. This is a historical Rashi. He's trying to figure out all of his Rabbeim, and he quotes everybody and his uncle, literally. That's Rashi right here. But either way, we said over the pshat that he deals with at the beginning. Period. Amar Ula, Bo Bama Rava, they asked in Eretz Yisrael, if kiat tlam echad apne kula mahu. What happens in our case? Right, what do we see in our Mishnah? You got four on each side and one seed in the middle. What if instead of one seed in the middle, you made a furrow, right? You dug a ditch along the whole length of the middle of the field, and you planted something inside that ditch. So it looks pretty separate. So if Kelayim is all about being separate, is that okay? Is that okay instead of just planting one seed? Amar Efsheshes, no. But Irbuv Ubitel Tashura, no, not good enough. The Irbuv comes and it's Mevatel. Because you have so many in such a small area, even though that is in a ditch, it is not good enough. It ruins it. Ravasi Amar, any Irbuv, Mevatel Tashura, no, Ravasi is good enough. Right, machlokas amoraim, whether that would be good. Eisli Ravina l'Ravashi, Ravina says, 1 minute, hanoteh shtei shuro shel kishurin. If somebody plants two rows of gourds, shtei shuro shel diluin, or different types of gourds, shtei shuro shel polamitzri mutter. If you have two, right all near each other, that's mutter. Because it's clear that each two is a separate unit. But Shura acha shall kishurin, shura acha shall diluin, v'shura acha shall polamitzri aser. If it's just one row each, so that's going to be two mixed up. One row doesn't look like its own field. So therefore, two would be okay, but one wouldn't be. So, ask the Gemara, you see, one is an irbuv. So the kasha is on Ravasi. How can he say that the irbuv is not mevatel? One is an irbuv. Answer, Shani Hachadika Saracha. No, that Mishnah that we just quoted, that one would be an Irbuv, that's only because we're talking about gourds which have very large leaves. And they go over onto each other, and that's why it is a problem. But if it wouldn't be that, it wouldn't be specifically something with large leaves, then it would be okay. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Harot Zel of Malos Kol Yinas O Yarak. What if you want to fill up your whole garden with many different minim? Is there any way? So Osa Aruga Shishal Shisha. This is what you could do. If you want to get even more, you have your 6x6 square area. V'ogel b'chamisha. Make a circle within the area. V'ogel b'chamisha. In the square, make a circle. And then fill up the corners with whatever you want. Outside the circle. So here the circle could be one, the whole circle. And then the corners, because the circle looks like its own field. And then the corners. Don't you need, Rashi explains, the walkway? Don't you need the walkways? In between, we said that's part of it's viewing it as a separate field. Amri, debe rabbianai, b'mach rabbinabinayim. Okay, you leave the walkways. Right, you cut out Ben Habinayim. Number one. Number two, Rav Ashi Amar, Imhayu Zeruin, Shesi Zaranarev. Orev Zoran Shesti, even without the walkways, if you just planted in the opposite direction, horizontal versus vertical rows, that would be okay. It could still look separate. Period. I guess we'll have to stop. We'll stop there by the Eisvei. We'll finish it up as Hashem tomorrow. The last three lines. Just one more source I wanted to show mention. There is a very interesting question in the Chashukei Chemed in Rav Zilberstein, where he talks about a case getting back to Hilchos Shabbos. What happens if I rip up roots? I rip up zra'im that are planted right next to a kerem. Right, so what am I doing? I'm chayav for kotzer, let's say. But what if I don't want what I rip out? If I didn't rip anything out, I would have to burn this. It would all be aser bahana'a. The fact that I ripped it out, I saved my vineyard. Am I chayav mishum zorea? I'm chayav mishum zorea. Right now, it's useless to me. I rip out the zra'im. Kivan sh'al yidei shekotzer as hazra'im, hokshur ha'anavim agdelim liyadam le'achol. V'dome, it's similar to pruning. What do you do by pruning? I tear something off in order to make the tree grow better. And that's a tolda of Zorea, according to most. See here too. Or do I say no? There's no such thing as Zria Ruchnius. Meaning, right here it's growing. By Zomer, it's a physical thing. But here, you're causing it to be mutter spiritually. So, ulai alzeh, Torah lo chiva mishum Zorea. That's his discussion, interesting discussion here. What would you say? You know, it talks about other examples that where it comes up. But either way, we feel free to look at it there. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir should be up, Be'ez Hashem, and we will continue with Shabbos Daf Pei Vav. Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow.